Hello.
Hi, Leith. This is Serge from Local Splash, sir. Thank you so much. I thought
I was disconnected. I'm here.
Yeah, thank you so much. Appreciate you. Well, going back though, we are offering like an exclusive service for the position that we have available today. And this is about putting Leith Samuel Depot on the first page of Google for your categories in your area. So my thing here is that, we've been in the market for 18 years for, we won't be lasting that long for no reason. And one of the best features that we offer here, aside from the price that we offer.
Let me ask you this question.
Sure.
Do you cover by area, geographic area, or do you cover and do you offer keyword and click, or do you offer better stats? How deep are your stats?
Definitely, that's a good question. Being that we are premier channel partners with Google, we definitely do Google Ads, Google Guarantee, and local SEO service. So per click, per lead, and the geographical area for the keywords that you'll be showing up, those are the things that we may be able to cover for you late. But how long have you been in the business, sir?
In the United States, this has been actually exactly a year. In my country, I've been a cultivator / landscaper and farmer off-grid for, brace yourself, 4,000 years. That's what my people do.
Yeah.
That's what my people do. My traditions are older than Amish traditions. I was here. I tried to work with the Amish. They use more technology than I do.
Wow.
Okay. My neighbors basically accused me of being crazy for riding a tackless yearling that was known for attitude problems. I trust the training that I give my horses, man.
Definitely.
Because that's what I did. It's not arrogance. Landscaping, landscaping, homesteading. I'm not a landscaper to give you some English ewes and cute little, I don't know, flowering plants. I can do that. Anyone can do that. And that is not where my profit margin is. I don't have a competitive edge in that market. Where I have a competitive edge is seasonal gardens. Do you want a garden that you can eat from? We'll landscape it for you. And if I don't deliver on that outcome, I basically have enough to guarantee that I will reimburse you fully for that quote-unquote failed project.
That's right, sir.
In terms of homesteading, I'm not the kind of person you're gonna hire to put favors under your old trailer, but I am the kind of person you can hire to build together a chicken coop that if you have enough land, I'll mill that wood from your site, and I'll build you a chicken coop with green wood, which is far better than pressure-treated, and it'll be done within the week. I take one project at a time. I schedule them into my calendar. Business very seriously.
It's definitely, sir. And that actually brought you to where you're at right now and where you were before from your original place, right? You're actually doing great. And it's not like how much customers that's going through. It's the quality of the service that you provide. And that's exactly what we're doing here.
We are three people only.
Wow,
that's why I only take right now for this year, I took five projects. Five projects is actually more than enough for my fiscal. I will brag about it. I have the lowest bottom line anyone can claim. My money is locked into bank interest.
I understand, sir.
I funded this project by cash. I can protect bottom lines that no one has heard of. In this economy, with revolving credit being at 27%, if a contractor wants to come and do something on your property, they're going to have to either buy it on the spot for you and then bill you immediately for it, or they're going to have to carry interest for a while. Personally, whatever I'm going to use, it doesn't go through the bank. And as such, my bottom lines are unheard of. I can stock an entire garden for $100 because I have my own greenhouses.
That's right. Well, I mean, that's a smart move of, how you manage your business. It's just definitely on how you, take care of the people that you work with and everything. So are you doing residential and commercial service?
Residential only. I don't really do commercial.
Gotcha.
If you have a production farm, you're not my business. There's too much licensure and agency there, and quite frankly, I'm not interested in it. I'm a libertarian. Right. If you want to live off the grid, I'll support you up to 10 acres. Beyond 10 acres, you are a production farm. I wish you the best. There's people that have charged way more than I do, and they
yeah.
come in with big quotes and big names, and they wear tuxedos, and they do charities. I'm not one of those.
Yeah, I understand, sir. I mean, those are the things that we're wanting to profile you in to give you the best, you know, service that you might be fitting to what we have to offer you. And how far do you travel
As far as your leads, how many do you have stats about how many of your leads actually lead to business?
That's definitely like a really good question. I'd like to pull up the details on that as well as the pricing, sir. But how far do you travel for new clients? Like your coverage?
My limit for anything under $1,000 is 65 miles. Anything over $1,000, we can talk. I'll travel out of state.
Well, as long as
I work for my own.
Yeah, as long as it is profitable, you'll be able to handle more business, right?
If the customer will cover mileage and accommodation, even in New York, if in my area, there are places where I have to go set up camp to work on your site. If
wow.
the customer is willing to cover that, I can work with the customer. But they could be 30 miles away, and I'm not commuting 5 days a week for this project. This would increase my bottom line.
That's
and
right.
The price I have to do would have to go up.
That's right, sir. I understand that one. Like, it's really good to know more about your business. Because this will be, you know, leading us to what's going to be the best, you know, plan for you. Let me pull up the details on this listing as well as the pricing and any questions you may have. I want them to be addressed too, okay? Regarding how many leads, you know, what are the other services that we have?
No one can promise me actual business. That's not a thing. No one is going to tell me or guarantee that people are going to pay you. That's up to me and my product. But as far as marketing goes, do you have metrics on how much of your effort has actually yielded clients in the past? I was a director of staff. I was director of staff development somewhere, and I had a staff tell me, "I've been doing this for 15 years. I've been doing it wrong for 15 years. You're a seasoned idiot."
Right.
For me, age doesn't really mean much. For me, it's actually how I accept like reward and punishment in my life too. If I'm
That's
doing
right.
something that I thought was right and I wrong you, I sit there and I take it like a bitch.
Yeah, definitely,
and I
sir.
Expect the same from people. So,
gotcha.
Once you come back to me with those questions I asked, I will ask more in detail about, actually, once you come back to me with a quote, because I don't want to waste your time if this service is too expensive for me.
No, I'm actually like, you know, pulling up the details here for you, and being that, you know, in the area, you were just been in the business for a year, I'm letting my pricing director know about it so they can apply some credits for that and give you a reduced rate. So I'm letting them pull it up and, you know, passing the information over with the questions that you have so we can, you know, discuss this one right now to take this off the way, right? Because this is a position that we're filling in today.
Here's what happened. I paid Angie $900 a month.
Wow, that's too much.
I got one note from Angie that I could follow, and it led to a $500 project.
Oh, man.
I got about 35 leads that were straight up nasty to me. I would call them, and they would treat me like I'm the door-to-door salesman. Like,
wow.
Sir, you're requesting the service. I'm calling you to try to see if you have availability. I, too, I'm a very busy person. I make my money elsewhere. This is quote unquote my side hustle. My money is made elsewhere. I own two other businesses. They're registered internationally.
Well,
I'm new to the U.S. I'm 6 years in the U.S. This is just my 6 years effort. I'm currently on disability from employment because, well, an accident happened at work. And I'm trying to start a new business for my current partners. I live with them and they, I don't want to feel like they're in any way financially insecure, so I started a company for them, and I plan on retiring within the next 5 years. I'm not going to work until I die. I'm 30. I turned 35 this year. I'm retiring at 40.
Oh, gotcha, sir.
For that purpose, for me, $900 is not too much a month. If it's generating at least $1,000 in business, I'll take a 10% profit.
Well, I mean, well, we're looking at more than that, as a matter of fact, late. I mean, $900 a month is way too what we have to offer you. That's why I'm wanting my pricing director to know what we're discussing here right now, right? And apply some, you know,
Because I'm going to tell you very honestly. I'm currently paying Google $217 a month. At a rate of $11 a day. For pretty much the current campaign, which is clicks, visits to the website, calls, basically my business being heard of.
It is
showing up in searches. I've so far, within the first week, I've reached 1,400 users. I'm content in the exposure I'm getting. What else can you offer me?
But, you know, we pretty much,
people,
like I said.
1,000 people looking at my page is great. Uh-huh. I don't need 1,000. I need 3 of those people to tell me that they're interested in a project that happens in fall because I am booked through September. But from September to December, there's a lot that could still be done that I would love 3 to 5 clients for.
Yeah, definitely, sir. Well, here's the thing, okay? I have my pricing director, Amy. She will be joining us in this phone call right now. She's my manager and expert to the services that we have to offer you. She will be joining us right now late, okay?
All right, I'm in.
Thank you, sir.
You caught me at a good time. I hope I'm not wasting your time.
No,
if you have what I want, I'm glad you established that it's less than Angie. I have that kind of leeway in my budget right now. Let's see what you offer.
That's perfect. Tell
me the right things. The only thing I do ask for, the same way I asked with Angie, is a trial period. I'll pay for the trial period, but if you have any long-term contracts, I'm usually hesitant on signing those unless I have at least a month to try things out and then see whether or not I want to stay.
Hi, Lace. My name is Amy Nelson, and the good news is that there are no long-term contracts here unless that's what you want. So everything here is done month to month. There's absolutely no contracts, okay?
Wonderful.
All right. So it looks like Search sent you over to me to pull up the pricing as well as the program details to see if everything's going to be a good fit for you. Now, I'm just...